a gravitational force that, listen, it's trying to pull you away from life and toward death. Away from love and toward enmity and strife. Away from peace and toward fear. Away from God toward this world. It's just trying to pull you. And like Pilate, here you are. And if you just can almost, in your mind's eye, see this day, the dust of the streets, the tumult of the crowd, Christ silently already having been beaten, silently watching and looking by, and Pilate there, he's got the crowd on one hand, he has this innate sense in his reality that this man that is before him has done nothing deserving of death, and it's like this gravitational force of the crowd. Crucify him. It's loud in his ears. They're not just whispering it. They're crying it out. 1 week before, they've been singing Hosanna to this Jesus, the crowd had. 1 week later, they're crying, crucify him, crucify him. Now, have you ever been at a sporting event when the crowd just really gets into the game? Just the force of the noise. That's exactly where Pilate was. The crowd crying, crucify him, crucify him. This gravitational force pulling Pilate toward a certain decision that would make him one of the most tragic figures in all of human history. And I want to tell you today, you're in that spot right now, and the world is a gravitational force trying to pull you away from God towards eternal tragedy. But there is a better decision to make, and can be made. If God will help you, you can seek him, and you can resist that gravitational force. If there is more deafening words to be found than Scripture, I can't think of where they are right now when this passage said, and their voices, the voices of the crowd, prevailed. Their voices prevailed. Will the voice of the crowd prevail in your life? Will the voice of the crowd prevail in your life? Or will you look at Jesus and you see him for who he is, and you bow before him and you honor him as your king, and you submit to him as your Lord, and you beg his Father to forgive you, and you find peace and love and safety, and all of a sudden that crowd, it's still there, that noise is there, but it's almost like it muffles because you hear the voice of God in your heart speaking words like it's what? Your mind. I forgive you. I've made a home in heaven for you. You're mine and you'll always be mine.